and welcome to another episode of the Brick House Podcast. I'm Bob Johnson.
And I'm Matt Baker. Bob, today this podcast is brought to you by Audible.com. Get a free audiobook download and a 30-day trial at audibletrial.com/almighty. There's over 180,000 titles to choose from for your iPhone, Android, Kindle, or MP3 player. That's audibletrial.com/almighty.
Everyone likes a free audiobook. Yeah, so if you want to follow us on Twitter, it's at @BrickHousePod. If you want to leave us a rating and review on iTunes, we will be your friends forever.
Oh, man. Bold claim.
We're halfway through the season, Matt. I've been listening to the Almighty Baller Podcast Network on the A-Team, the team-specific podcast network.
Right, yes.
Chris Axman's been building up this network, so there's pretty much a podcast for any team in the NBA that you like now. There's a King-centric podcast.
Yeah.
Rockets, Knicks, Lakers, Heat, Wizards, Sixers. You know, when we started this podcast, my two favorite teams in the NBA were definitely the Rockets and the Clippers.
Sure.
Now, right up there, I have to say the Kings and the Sixers.
Mm-hmm.
Two of my favorite teams. I feel like they're kind of like the musical comedy category of the Golden Globes.
Yeah.
You know, they're never really considered in the best pictures, but they have their own separate category.
Right. Yeah, yeah.
For singing and comedy.
Yeah.
We'll get into the musical part of the Sacramento Kings.
Whoa,
a little later.
Yeah. I forgot we had this big segment.
But there are some other laughingstock teams in the NBA, Matt, and we don't want to pass them up. The New York Knicks come to mind this week. Bill Simmons sent out a tweet this week saying that he likes Phil Jackson's master plan of creating so much chaos that Carmelo will get bummed out and wave his no-trade clause.
Yeah,
but the real news this week was during the college football national championship game on Monday night.
They almost took it over.
Derrick Rose went AWOL. Derrick Rose was nowhere to be found. He's back now, of course. Was fined $200,000 for missing the game against the Pelicans.
Right.
But it was very bizarre. I was texting with you that night. I was texting with every basketball fan I know that night, trying to get to the bottom of this Derrick Rose thing.
Right.
With pure speculation, of course.
Sure, and it's also, they're also, you know, you never want to go to the bad place in your head, but there's also, you never know. If someone just kind of goes out and doesn't let anyone know where they go, and especially if there's a game that night, like, trouble could be a-brewing.
I was worried that it could have been something worse, but my prediction was the way everyone was talking about it or not talking about it,
right,
was Derrick Rose was having some sort of mental health issue.
Right, yes. Yeah, yeah.
And that the way that they've treated it, too, since he came back, you know, they didn't suspend him from the team or publicly lash him or anything like that.
Yeah, it was... That was weird. I thought he would have to sit a game, another game or something, but no, he was just right back in there.
It was a very Phil Jackson move for after the game to leave Jeff Hornacek fielding questions about Rose's whereabouts.
Yeah.
You know, Hornacek was only on the sideline coaching the team for the past 3 hours. It's not like he was, you know, going to Rose's apartment and making phone calls.
Yeah, he can bi-locate. Yeah.
You know, the guy, I was listening to the Ringer NBA podcast, and they pointed out how Derrick was really only away from Chicago for 1 year. So he's the high school star, then he goes and spends his freshman year at Memphis.
Mm-hmm.
His brother even joined him for his freshman year in Memphis.
Right.
And the next year, he's the number one pick in the draft.
Back home,
you know.
Yeah. They also said in the podcast, I think, that Rose's perception of himself might not match up with what he is on the court.
He's the point guard, Dwight Howard. They also talked about on the Ringer podcast how Rose really does not like media attention, which is pretty tough when you play for the New York Knicks.
Yeah, I mean, you're Derrick Rose, too. You're MVP. What is he?
Just had a rape case.
Yeah, there's a lot of
stuff. That you refuse to settle out of court.
The best way to, and I've always found that the best way to deal with the media, you know, because I've dealt with them so much, is to not leave your team on game day and go home.
Yeah. There was a lot of Space Jam jokes going around on Twitter when Derrick Rose disappeared. Also, within that hour of Derrick Rose going missing, it was announced that Jimmy Butler was sick and staying home on a road trip.
Oh, man.
People were just like, man, there's another one. Monstars.
Conspiracy.
Tyler Zeller. Brad Stevens was purposely vague about the source of Zeller's prolonged illness.
Yeah.
He's definitely the Sean Bradley monstar.
He got monstarred.
If anybody is.
Yeah. Anthony Davis got... He was just kind of sick this week. Wasn't he injured, moving, missing some games? Maybe he got monstered too.
Aliens are stealing our NBA players right before the All-Star game.
Oof. It's going to be the Monstar game, Bob.
Derrick Rose isn't the only point guard having an existential crisis on a new team, Matt.
Yeah.
Rajon Rondo of the Chicago Bulls. He didn't like an explanation he got this week for why he's been benched.
Mm-hmm.
He got an explanation from a Chicago Bulls assistant coach. Quote, this is a Rondo quote. I got a slight explanation from another guy on the staff. A guy told me that he was saving me from myself. I don't want to say any names, but that's what the explanation was. In Cleveland, they told me I had a negative 20 plus minus rating in Indiana at halftime. I think that was part of the reason. When the reporter asked Rondo what he thought of this explanation, Rondo's answer was, I thought it was save me from myself? I've never heard that before in my life, but I guess he was trying to do the best thing for me.
No one can save Rajon Rondo from himself.
Rondo had a DNP on Rajon Rondo bobblehead night, Matt.
Oh, that's so good. I love those.
Did you hear about this?
No, but I love those stories when like a baseball team will trade their player and then like a month later it will be that player's bobblehead night.
We already ordered 30,000 bobbleheads.
Yeah, they're already in the stadium. What are we going to do with them? That's so good. So
every single player on the Bulls roster played on Rajon Rondo bobblehead
that
night.
That just adds
except
to
except for Rondo.
Yeah.
Paul Zipser got 8 minutes on Rondo bobblehead.
Well, you know, it's a special occasion. You want everyone to make that memory.
I was thinking about it, and, you know, this week and the past couple weeks have been very George Karl-centric in the NBA news media,
sure.
At least the funny NBA news media. I was kind of thinking that Rondo is like the player version of George Karl. He's got the history of clashing with everybody.
Yeah.
After enough people... I don't think you could say, like, it's the other guy's problem. You
know? Right, right. I think as soon as Rondo lost that force in the locker room of KG and Pierce and them, someone to kind of, like, swat him down, that's when full Rondo was unleashed, just a tidal wave through the NBA.
KG could keep Kanye West in check, you know?
There's no one to save him from himself at this point.
So SB Nation broke down the history of Rondo and his basketball coaches. Thought this was pretty enlightening. He used to butt heads with his high school coach.
Of course.
Doug Bibby. They used to break down film together, but Rondo would clash with him because he said he could feel the game on the court. Didn't need a coach for that. He's only in high school.
Yeah.
And when he got to Kentucky, Tubby Smith benched Rondo for 6 games after they continually argued with one another. And after a generally quiet relationship in Boston, Doc Rivers and Rondo got into a fight that started after an F-bomb-laden shouting match that nearly led to fisticuffs.
Oh, wow.
Chris Sheridan reported that it was Doc Rivers that came swinging first.
Really?
At Rondo.
Okay.
And they had to be separated. Sheridan wrote that about why Doc left the Celtics. It wasn't just that he had a distaste for being part of a rebuilding situation. It's because he had an intense dislike for Rajon Rondo.
Wow.
Which we probably could have guessed because Rivers has probably had 6 or so openings where he could have signed Rondo. And Rivers likes to sign every player that used to play for
him. That is a great point. If Rondo didn't find his way, especially like last year when you could get him on the cheap.
Right.
Man, that is a great point.
So, yeah, later Boston sent Rondo to the Mavericks. We all remember how that went.
Right.
You know, he ended up fighting with Rick Carlisle. The Mavericks made up a back injury to explain why he was being benched.
Right. He just kind of had a little fit.
And now we got Rondo and Hoiberg in Chicago.
Is it weird, though, that of all the places he got his act together was last year in Sacramento?
Exactly. Yeah. The only coach that he ever got along with was George Karl.
Yeah.
I think it's just like they're just like two negative ends of the battery or something.
Because Rondo was back to his almost 12 assists per game last year.
Yeah, he led the league in assists last year, I think.
So are you saying that they were so intense that they just stayed away from each other?
No, I think they respected each other.
Oh, okay.
You know? Because they respected each other because they just don't give any credence to what anyone else thinks except themselves.
Right. You know? Yeah.
Something in common.
For the listeners of Brick House Podcast, that's you, listeners. Mm. Audible is offering a free audiobook download with a 30-day free trial to give you the opportunity to check out this great service. They have so many great titles to choose from, including, this is an audiobook I'm currently listening to, Based on a True Story by Norm MacDonald.
Oh.
Yeah, so it's kind of, as he puts it in the beginning of the book, these are all true stories, but he might not be remembering them correctly.
Like George Karl.
Yes, yes. So, and it's pretty good. So for this free audiobook or any other audiobook, go to audibletrial.com/almighty. Again, that's audibletrial.com/almighty for your free audiobook. The great thing about this, Bob, is you don't even have to pay for an audiobook, and we get a kickback from Audible to help the podcast. So,
yeah, that's awesome.
So you don't have to spend money, and we can still get a little money to further the production value of this great thing.
Does Norm MacDonald read this?
He does, book? Yeah.
Oh, man, I'm sold.
Yeah.
And it's free.
It is, exactly.
Well, Matt, I have some questions for you in regards to Derrick Rose and Rajon.
Okay.
I've been thinking a lot about this.
Mm-hmm.
I want your thoughts. Let's say you had to spend 30 days in a life raft with either Rondo or Derrick Rose. Think Life of Pi, but instead of the tiger, it's a disgruntled point guard.
Okay.
Which one would you prefer?
Probably Derrick Rose.
Yeah?
Why? I feel like Rondo's feisty enough that he would attempt to try and eat me after a week or two. But Rose would be depressed enough that he would just stay on his side of the life raft. You know?
Yeah. I had a similar thought. I think, you know, Rondo would probably be a lot more helpful in, like, catching eels with his bare hands.
Yeah, that's true.
You know, he'd probably help you with that.
That is true.
Whereas I feel like Rose would be more entitled and expect you to do stuff for him.
Oh, okay. See, that's good.
Crack his crab claws and stuff.
Yeah.
Like, I'm not doing that.
Yeah.
I'm not even picking up the phone. You do that.
Yeah.
Okay. How about this question? Rondo or Rose, which guy has a better chance of playing for either the Sixers or Nets next year?
Rondo or Rose, who has a better chance of playing for the Sixers or the Nets? I wouldn't put it past Brooklyn to try and sign either of them. Mm-hmm. But I would say Rose could end up in Brooklyn.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Yeah, because they're going to throw a lot of money to someone. They're going to throw money at Otto Porter. They're going to throw money at other people. So if Derrick Rose wants to take someone's money, Brooklyn might be his best chance.
The craziest thing about this Derrick Rose story was, you know, there were rumors that Monday night and then the next day, too, mostly from Frank Isola, saying that Rose considered walking away from the game for good.
Right.
Which I believe.
Sure.
You know, if you're having a mental breakdown, you decide, I'm not even going to call my agent, call anybody and tell them where I'm going.
Yeah. That's the first step to retirement.
Yeah. Think about that.
Right.
But when he came back, he also declared that he's ready for a 5-year, $150 max extension.
Bob, I think what you're missing is he went away to really affirm that he is ready for this max extension.
I think the Sacramento Kings could sign Derrick Rose. You know, I think the Nets, too. I agree with you. If we're saying one of those teams is going to sign one of those guys.
Yeah, The only reason I don't think Rondo or Rose comes to the Sixers is because of Colangelo.
Yeah.
I think Colangelo wouldn't touch that.
Yeah, not processing that one.
Yeah.
Okay. If you're James Dolan, Matt, what do you do with Phil Jackson? You give him another extension?
How long is Phil Jackson? How many years has he been there? 3 or 4?
Yeah, I think he got a 5-year deal with an option on the last year. And this is his 3rd year, I want to say. So he's got one more year. And usually with guys running the team, the GMs, you know, it's smart, although I wouldn't say that this is what Dolan's going to do.
Mm-hmm.
But it's usually smart to either fire the guy or give him an extension because you don't want him going into the last year of their deal.
Or lame duck, basically.
Yeah,
yeah.
Thinking like, oh, okay, I got to make some ridiculous moves and mortgage the future.
Right.
You know, to maybe keep my job. I don't know what future the Knicks have left to mortgage.
Well,
they do have a draft pick this year.
Yeah, so I was just wondering that of how much of this is Phil Jackson's fault and how much is it the fault of everything that happened before and now they're kind of catching up to the point where they can have some normalcy, right?
Well, I don't think Isaiah Thomas signed Joakim Noah to 72.
No, well, that, yeah, well, that, but Phil did draft Porzingis. You got to give him credit for that.
I think, yeah, some people have said that's the only reason he hasn't been fired.
Yeah.
So far.
At some point, James Dolan also might have to realize that he might be as much as part of the problem as Phil.
Well.
Yeah. But
he may realize that. I don't know if he's going to do anything about
it. Well, he's not going to fire himself, that's for sure.
You think Ron Baker goes the rest of the season without being punched in the face?
Oh, man. I've wanted to punch him in the face for like 6 years, so it's it's really difficult. I did think that was kind of hilarious that he had a little hand in Derrick Rose fleeing for a game because Rose got benched and Ron Baker kind of went off in that game.
Yeah.
So it's very possible. I mean, I've never met the guy. Don't know much about him. He kind of has a punchable face and game. Much in the way that Dellavedova does, too.
And yeah, yeah.
I'm not going on record saying I don't want to punch all white guys in the face, Bob. But
just the punchable ones.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, last question. Who would be a better Monstar for Space Jam 2, Rondo or Rose?
Who? Rondo, I think, because Rondo, again, with the feistiness.
Yeah.
And he kind of... I'm not saying he has the body of an alien already, but he kind of is a little more alien-ish.
Yeah.
Do you know what I'm trying to say?
Skull of an alien?
Yeah.
Yeah, if you asked me who would rather get his picture taken with Bugs Bunny, I would say Derrick Rose all day, but...
Right, yeah, yeah. he'd probably even miss a game to go do that, Bob.
You know, I think it's a good thing for Jeff Hornacek and Fred Hoiberg that Rose and Rondo are both on essentially 1-year deals.
Sure.
Because, you know, as it is, even when you have players that maybe the team would rather get rid of, if
yeah.
they're hard to move and they get paid twice, or in Rose's case, 5 times as much as the coach,
right.
it's a lot harder to get rid of your star player than your coach. Usually, I think in situations like this, both of these coaches are underperforming, at least what their GMs would say.
Yeah.
You know, maybe their GMs are underperforming, but they would rather throw their coach under the bus than ever admit that it's their fault.
You Weren't know? They looking to fire Hoiberg like a month into giving him the job?
Sure.
You know?
But otherwise, yeah, it is kind of rare in the NBA that we've gone half of a season without a coach being fired so
yeah.
far. The only other guy that maybe could get fired is Nate McMillan, but he's in his first year as the head coach under Larry Bird, and it seems like Larry Bird's going to give people at least 1 year.
And Indiana's playing better now.
Are they?
Yeah. I think didn't they just had like a 5-game winning streak
or
something.
Oh, that's right. Yeah.
So they're kind of coming together. Yeah, there was talk that Gentry might get fired, but they're kind of in the hunt for that 8 seed a little.
Yeah, since the 8th seed is pretty up for grabs.
Mm-hmm. Is there just one more thing on this Rose thing? What percent do you feel a return to Chicago is next year? Would you see him coming back?
Not for anywhere near the max.
Yeah,
you know?
I can
see him getting a Brandon Jennings type deal.
Right, but that's
Chicago.
That's the problem. That Max will come. Max or something like that would come from Brooklyn. That's what the only place I see.
That's why.
Really?
Or Sacramento.
Yeah.
All right. We talked a lot of serious stuff there on the Brick House Pod, Matt. I've prepared lots of funny stuff too.
Oh, great.
Some news I just saw this week. Jimmer Fredette is killing it in the Chinese Basketball
Association. Of course he is.
You know what he's known as in the CBA, Matt?
No, please tell me.
He's known as the CBA Steph Curry.
Oh, man.
And also Jimmer in Chinese means lonely. So Jimmer's nickname in China is King of Loneliness. I'm not making this up. He's super cool and super popular in China.
Oh, man.
Which officially makes the Chinese Basketball Association the bizarro NBA.
Yeah.
Maybe he will have a Chinese musical made after his life, a la Stephon Marbury someday.
Oh, man, we can only hope.
You know, Jimmer in 1920s slang is slang for, like, an erection.
Really?
Yeah, and I thought it couldn't get funnier than that. But, you know, the combination of 1920s erection and Chinese translation to King of Loneliness.
King of Loneliness.
I don't know who the Fredette's parents are, but maybe they knew these things when they were naming their baby Jimmer.
Well, he's off there by himself. He's not really looking to have any friends.
Yeah.
Well, he seems like the King of Loneliness.
So last week we were talking about John Wall's all-star chances on the pod. This week, a reporter asked John Wall to share his all-star votes. And players do get to vote this year.
Yeah.
So Wall, off the cuff, shared his East all-star ballot.
Yeah.
Himself.
Sure.
Kyrie.
Oh, yeah.
Isaiah Thomas. LeBron. And whoever you say the guy from Milwaukee's name. Is what John Wall said.
That's what he said.
Didn't want to say it wrong.
Is that a slight diss because the guy from Milwaukee will be making more money than him, Bob?
Yeah, probably so.
However you say the guy from Milwaukee's name. Solid.
Hassan Whiteside is not too happy with how All-Star fan votes are going.
Mm-hmm.
Probably because it's not going well for Hassan Whiteside.
Yeah.
He said this week, quote, "I look at guys and they just do stuff to win the fans over, make jokes on Twitter to get people to vote for them.
Ooh.
I ain't got nothing to do with really with talent."
Some shade on Embiid there.
So
is that what you were thinking?
I just saw that yesterday Embiid retweeted Whiteside's tweet with Hassan Whiteside, hashtag NBA All-Star vote.
Nice.
So he might be throwing shade at Embiid, but Embiid's here to help.
Yeah. It's the best way to, if someone comes at you, be extra nice to them, and it kind of makes them feel even worse.
They're the jerk.
Yeah.
Some other NBA big men that are trying to become all-star starters, Matt. DeMarcus Cousins.
Oh, yeah.
He has said that if he is voted an all-star starter, he will release an R&B album.
This has to happen.
I really hope DeMarcus makes the starting squad. I was voting for Anthony Davis until I heard about this R&B album, but my mind has been changed. I wanted to take some guesses at what some of the track titles might be on this hopefully upcoming, soon-to-be-released DeMarcus Cousins R&B album.
Sure.
I figured Brick House would be a perfect place to take some stabs at this.
Sure.
One track title I'm hoping for, it's about where DeMarcus Cousins comes from. Alabama on My Mind.
Okay.
I'm thinking it could be one of the titles.
It's like a love, towards his hometown. I don't know.
An ode.
Ode, sure. Bob, what about I Love the Way You Move Me, and then in parentheses, hopefully out of Sacramento.
Maybe they could just give him a max extension and then trade him.
Yeah.
That would be the best of both worlds.
Right.
Yeah, I've got one of the track titles could just be called the Please Stop Drafting Centers Boogie.
That's the upbeat one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The dance disco track.
Right, right. I have Baby, You're the Center of My Heart.
Nice.
Yeah. Little play on his position there, Bob.
I've got It's Hard to Find Good Thai Food in Cowtown. Marcus Cousins, he's a worldly man now since playing for Team USA, and Sacramento just doesn't have the best international cuisine.
Here's a straightforward one. Big man, big love.
Nice.
Yeah, there's a lot of love in that 7-footer.
It's about the 5 Mormon wives he has.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, that show. I forgot about that show.
I was thinking one of the track titles could be My Dad Would Kick George Carl's
Sometimes you have to be a little intimidating. Let them know that you have a heart of gold, but you're not afraid to, you know, mess around. I have I'm Yours Forever, and the subtitle of that song is 200 Million Reasons.
Nice.
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah.
That's similar to mine, the night the CBA changed my world. Really changed his tune about wanting to leave Sacramento after the $200 million extension possibility became reality.
I didn't know if you had this, I assumed, but one just has to be, Lord, please give me strength.
Yes.
What is it, Lord, give me strength?
Lord, give me strength.
Lord, give me strength.
I was thinking if he really wanted Vivek to finally cave and trade him out of Sacramento, he would just write a love song titled simply Anjali after Vivek Ranadive's daughter.
Right, right.
His love of Boogie Cousins could fade really fast.
Yeah, but maybe Vivek would see that as a tribute and enjoy it. I don't know. I don't know what
Little
goes
Cousins
on.
Little Cousins Jr. Beyond the Kings forever.
Little Cousins Jr. Did he say he already has this recorded, or he will record
it? He says it's already recorded.
Right.
And he said it's not an April Fool's joke this time.
He did that as an April Fool's joke once.
That's what I'm assuming.
Yeah, okay.
You know, just this past week, too, Boogie was asked in a post-game interview by reporters in Sacramento if he wanted to stay in Sacramento.
Right.
And he said, of course I want. He turned the tables on the reporters and asked them, do you guys want me to stay?
Yeah.
You know, he started asking people individually, and he's just calling out one guy by name. He's like, no, where's Sam? Or whatever the guy's name is. Where's Sam? I wonder if this is the guy that he, you know, got fined for yelling in his face.
Yeah.
But the guy comes up, he's just like, do you want me to stay? And he's just like, honestly, no.
That's amazing.
And then Cousins laughs, and he's just like, well, too bad, because I'm here to stay, you know?
I like that. It's the kind of the, if you don't know the answer to a question, like, well, what do you think it is type thing. That's pretty great. I need to find this.
So our friends out here in LA, Matt, you know, who are in the entertainment industry unions, one of the cool perks this time of year is they'll get all the screeners of the movies that are up for the various awards.
Right.
And it's cool because all these movies are in theaters, and it costs like $20 to see a movie in Los Angeles. So you're saving hundreds if you know one of these people. I'm married to one of them, so it works out for me. Now that the media gets to vote for NBA All-Stars.
Oh, okay.
The 76ers are one of the first teams to start sending stuff to media members trying to get them to vote for them.
Smart move.
Yeah. So with the screeners, sometimes they'll even send booklets, you know, saying, you know, vote for Denzel, and this is why. Look at these pictures of him behind the scenes.
Yeah.
So the 76ers are trying to get Joel Embiid voted into the All-Star starters.
Mm-hmm.
And to do that, they sent media members ingredients to make Shirley Temples in a way to campaign for Embiid's candidacy.
Yeah, his favorite thing.
Yeah, I love Joel Embiid. I don't know if you saw last night, Friday night, he came out for his announcements, Joel the Process Embiid.
Yep.
And he had water in his mouth and sprayed it everywhere. Even Triple H,
right.
You know, former wrestler, used to do this, I guess, when he came out. He He commented on it and nice. He said, you know, Joel still needs to perfect his water to spit ratio.
Did it come out a little too?
Little too watery. He got a little, you know, over eager with how much water he had in his mouth.
Personally, I love, and I'm saying this for real, I love when the WWE and the NBA collide. Yeah. I love it. It's great.
Like when LeBron ghosted The Undertaker. Wanted to, like, shake his hand.
Yeah.
So I haven't heard about any other teams sending stuff to media members to try and get them to vote for players.
Sure, they're probably gearing up right now, though, now that they know they can do it.
So I was trying to think of some suggestions for, you know, what would get some people to vote. I thought the Rockets could send fake beards, but not only fake beards to media members, they would be delivered via Strippergram.
Oh, wow.
So media members could, you know, be James Harden for one dance.
They could feel what it's really like to be James Harden.
Yeah, right before they cast their vote for the guy.
Yeah. Bob, one thing we know, listening to this podcast, we are big fans of this, but you know what the Grizzlies are sending out to entice the media members to vote for Chandler Parsons?
Oh.
Hot water, Bob. It's water for hot people.
The water's hot.
Yeah.
The girl's hot.
Yeah. And I am Chandler Parsons, who, of course, is also hot.
Wow. I think the New York Knicks could send GPS tracking devices to media members on the house.
Yeah.
Encouraging them to vote for Derrick Rose.
Yeah. This one's gone a little rogue. The Suns are not sending this out, but Eric Bledsoe, you know, he had a great season last year, and I went on the podcast talking about how he should maybe not make the All-Star game, but at least be in consideration just for how he was doing. But this year, he still feels that way, but he just wants to get out, so he's sending media members notes that read, "Please help," on it. That's all.
Message in a box.
Yeah, it's not. He's doing it under the cover of darkness.
I also had suggested that the Grizzlies send hot water for Chandler Parsons.
I figured you would. Zaza Pachulia is back up there in the All-Star voting.
Oh, yeah.
To be fair, you know, they said they on ESPN, they were last night, they did a list of like the top five vote getters in the West for front court. They said, which one of those people doesn't belong? And I could think it's like, I don't know, they voted him in. He belongs, maybe not stats wise, but if they vote him in, he belongs there to some extent. But they wanted to firm up his candidacy. So they're, you know, the Georgia, where he's from. Not the state.
Yeah.
The country. Their number one, I looked this up, their number one export is copper ore. But people get it confused with Georgia, the state, you know, obviously, because we're all dumb. And Georgia's known for peaches. So I just assume the Warriors are going to send peaches made of copper ore just to cover all their Georgian bases so people can remember who Zaza is.
That's why the NBA changed the rules this year to make the media get 25% of the vote and players get 25% of the vote.
Right.
However, I'm not sure that it's really going to fix everything, per se. I saw that Haralabob Vulgaris, the famous NBA bettor, he tweeted out Tony Allen's votes.
Yeah.
Tony Allen recorded himself voting for NBA All-Stars this year, you know, the Grizzlies guard. His votes for NBA All-Star in the Eastern Conference, Kemba Walker, valid.
Sure.
Had a great year. Could be a first-time All-Star year for him. The rest of his votes, Mo Williams, who's retired before the season started. Luke Babbitt.
Nice.
Of the Miami Heat. Michael Beasley of the Milwaukee Bucks. And Andre Drummond of the Pistons.
So, you know. Twofer.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then for the Western Conference, you'll never believe this. Mike Conley.
Nice.
Of the Memphis Grizzlies.
Okay.
Tony Allen. You got to vote for yourself. I mean.
Of the Memphis Grizzlies.
Of the Memphis Grizzlies.
Yeah.
Mark Gasol.
Of the
Grizzlies.
Memphis Grizzlies.
James Ennis.
Yeah.
Memphis Grizzlies.
Grizzlies.
And Zach Randolph.
Memphis Grizzlies.
Grizzlies as well.
Yeah. Okay. I get it.
He didn't vote for Zaza Pachulia, though.
Yeah, that's all that matters. One thing I had that John Wall is, he wants, obviously John Wall wants to be an all-star.
Uh-huh.
So he's sending everyone a pair of James Harden shoes, but everything is crossed out with a note that says, vote me in and you'll get some shoes when I get my shoes. Reggie Jackson is overrated. That's what the note says. And to be fair, he is getting more votes right now than Reggie Jackson.
They should.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, we've been keeping our listeners updated about Ice Cube's 3-on-3 league.
Oh, I saw we got another addition to it this week.
A big one.
Yeah, it's huge.
Allen Iverson.
That's a A-list addition right there.
Iverson and Ice Cube are two peas in the same pod, really. AI also said who he would want as his two teammates for the 3-on-3 team. Shaq and Kobe.
Okay. Yeah.
Said that's a no-brainer.
No, that's a, sure.
How these games are going to work is actually some of the new news that I've learned.
Okay.
Too.
I didn't see this.
Okay. So we knew that it's 3-on-3 and it's a half court, right? Each team is going to have 5 players, but only 3 on the court at any time. So
right,
2
right,
subs.
Right.
The half court will feature 4-point line.
Oh, wow.
A 4-point line.
Okay.
That's 3 large concentric circles several feet behind the traditional 3-point line. Games will be played to 60 points, and there will be a 7-minute halftime once one team reaches 30 points.
Okay.
I thought that was pretty cool. Ex-professional players, you have to be over the age of 30 to be eligible to play.
All right. They don't want any young bucks.
No. 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 Nobody dunking on former, you know, superstars.
Right.
Each team will have a player captain, and there will be a draft in March.
Whoa.
There will be a 3-on-3 draft in March.
We may need a live podcast this draft.
So the play will start June 24th and conclude on August 12th, with games being played every Saturday in different cities. All teams will play games on each Saturday. Players will receive 52% of the league revenue, which I believe is 1% more than players get.
Oh, man. Oh, buddy. So Iverson's going to play. He's going to be player, coach, GM, right? The whole...
He's going to be picking the teams. Kobe and Shaq, if they're available.
If they're available. What do we think? Who do we think the biggest name they can... Do we think Iverson will be the biggest name they get?
It depends on the money.
Yeah.
You know.
Could you see Kobe playing in this?
I was said yesterday I could absolutely see Kobe playing for $25 million.
Right. Yeah.
5 weeks, you know, $5 million a week.
And if you get enough old players and you make it fun, like have some fun, there's got to be a point where Kobe can't resist the pull, well, with the money, but also with the fun of if you get enough. Who's the oldest player? You think you could get like a Dominique Wilkins or like some random 80s, 90s player to join in on this?
Again.
For the money?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
The 80s, 90s guys got paid not very much compared to the players these days.
Sure.
But no, I expect this league to be awesome. I mean, Ice Cube had how many Friday movies made? 3 Friday movies?
At least 3, yeah.
2 or 3 Are We There Yet? Are We Done Yet?
Yeah.
Movies. A TV show called Are We There Yet?
Yeah.
You know?
Which
was, the original movie was about a road trip, and somehow they made that into a TV show, but...
Did they get there yet?
Yeah.
Yeah.
If he can make that into money, he's going to be able to do this pretty easily. I think basketball, it comes a lot more naturally to him.
Yeah, he has a net worth of about $140 million right now, so at least, so...
I mean, we saw the basketball tournament get on national TV with, I believe, only Jack Link's beef jerky supporting them.
Yeah.
Only sponsor.
It was great. I ate a lot of beef jerky that day, Bob.
Let's get into this week's Diss of the Week, Matt.
Yo mama is so fat!
You sent me a couple of tweets about Derrick Rose after he went AWOL on Monday. These came early Tuesday morning from Ol' QWERTY Bastard on Twitter.
Yeah.
Derrick Rose went to the schedule to see if Knicks had a game, saw no, and didn't realize it was the abbreviation for New Orleans.
Yeah, I like that.
Which got a response from at fake Mike Malloy. Quote, that implies Derrick Rose, A, can read, and B, understands what no means.
Yeah.
It was a callback.
Yeah,
it was. Summer.
It's a brutal callback, Bob.
There was one other great diss this week. Those two were amazing, but I can't leave out Joel Embiid's disses.
Oh, yeah.
He actually dissed a former porn star on Instagram. Mia Khalifa, I don't know if you're familiar with her work. She is now no longer a porn star, but a huge sports fan.
Oh, good for her.
Philadelphia area sports
okay.
fan. She's got a ton of Twitter and Instagram followers, probably just for her insightful takes on sports.
Oh, yeah, I'm sure that's it.
She captioned a picture of some 76ers players mm-hmm. this past week. Joel Embiid was in this picture,
yeah,
along with some of his teammates. Khalifa wrote, quote, room full of L's, as in the letter L.
Yeah.
As in losers.
Oh, man.
Embiid did not take too kindly to that.
I bet.
He fired back with the joke, says the woman with miles of D. Let our listeners figure out what that means.
What did she say? Did she have a response to that?
She responded, lesson learned, don't mess with the Sixers.
That's right.
On the next episode of Brick House.
Maybe I'll admit to you a secret bet I made this week for the Rockets to win the championship at plus 1600.
You made a secret bet.
It could happen. It could happen.
Sure,
right?
Sure. Yeah.
So the Rockets are on pace to become the only 60-plus win team to have only one NBA All-Star in all of NBA history.
That year, that season.
If they win 60 games,
wow.
And Harden is their only All-Star.
Maybe that's an even stronger MVP case for Harden.
I think so.
Yeah.
Bjorn would like that.
Yeah.
So of the top 10 people in the NBA for made three-pointers this season, four are still on the Rockets. Top 10.
Who's the four? There's four, wow.
Four out of the top 10, yeah. Gordon Ariza.
Oh, Ariza. Okay.
Yeah, Harden.
Yeah, I forgot about Ariza. Solid.
As a longtime Rockets fan, I'm just waiting for the inevitable collapse of the Rockets, and who have just lost two in a row.
Everything's going too good.
Yeah. But they still do have the third best record in the NBA. Their record is better than the defending champion, Cleveland Cavaliers.
Mm-hmm.
Unfortunately, the Spurs and Warriors are ahead of them and in their same conference. But a guy can dream. And a guy may or may not have already made this stupid bet anyways. If you like what you hear, leave us a rating and review on iTunes. Follow us on Twitter at BrickHousePod. And tune in again next week on the next episode of BrickHouse.